Hello, Margaret.
Hi, Dan.
Hey, how are you doing today?
Good.
How can I help you?
I have a new roof put on in August. I know I have a leak coming from the vent pipe.
Okay.
Because I have a hole I inadvertently poked in my ceiling.
Okay.
The walls and the ceilings are separating in the house.
Okay.
It starts in the middle of the hall. It goes down one side of the hall. It's been moving from one room to the next.
Okay, now let me stop you right there. How old is this house?
It was built in 79.
Okay, and does it have... Have you ever been up in the attic?
No.
Okay, I'll bet you the house...
It's got trusses.
Yeah, trusses. There you go. And you're not seeing any kind of crack where the trusses pass over the outside walls. You're just seeing these cracks in the middle, correct, of the house?
Just on one side of the house.
Right. Okay. That's okay. But when you say side, I don't mean one of the outside walls.
No, it's inside walls.
That's right. Inside walls down like along a hallway or something. Or in a room on the other side of a hallway. That's caused by what we call truss uplift. In other words, in the wintertime, the bottom of the truss cord actually contracts and kind of bows upward. And it actually, because the idiot builders nailed the trusses to the top of those inside walls, which they're not supposed to do,
okay.
It's pulling the wall with it, you know, and it's creating that crack, you know. It's causing a problem there. And what's supposed to happen is they were supposed to use this L-shaped clip that allows the truss to go up, allows the wall to stay where it is, and the drywall actually floats. In other words, the drywall wasn't supposed to be nailed to the truss at those inside walls.
Okay, where do I go from here?
Okay, I've got a column on my website that tells you exactly how to fix it.
Okay.
If you go back to AskTheBuilder.com, type in truss uplift, you should have, the search results come back, there should be 3 or 4 or 5 columns. You got to read all of them.
Because I
explain in one of the secondary columns the step-by-step process how to fix it.
Okay, it's also affecting the walls along... It's not just the hallway wall. It's the wall. It's the long walls too.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
That's
okay.
Exactly right. Yeah, that's exactly what I would expect it to do. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No. Read those
and
columns.
It's not unusual. It's on one side of the house.
That's exactly right. It's not unusual. It's not unusual. Nope.
Okay.
But I explain exactly how to fix it. It's not going to be easy, but it can be done. You can make the pain go away.
Okay.
And you got to do it soon. This is not a job to do in the middle of the summer, because someone's going to be up in the attic.
Okay.
It's going to be miserable up there unless you get it while it's cooler.
All right. I have another question.
Yes.
I had water coming out the middle of my chimney inside the house.
Okay.
What's the problem? It only happened once.
Well, it could be a ton of things. Was it a super, super heavy rain?
Yep.
Okay, so, maybe the guy who built the chimney didn't build a deep enough what we call smoke shelf, you know, that actually captures the water. In other words, the way chimneys are designed, believe it or not, there is this, like, depression, like a bowl back behind the damper, and if it rains enough, that thing actually fills with water. It's supposed to, because the top of the chimney's open, you know, it's like a hole in your roof.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's what it could have been.
Coming out the side of the...
Well, sure, because that water's got to go somewhere. You know, it gets...
How far up would the damper be? Isn't the damper right above...
The damper should be 8 inches above the bottom of the throat of the chimney, meaning...
This is up high. This is high.
Okay, well, then what happened there is... Remember, water can get in the masonry. It can. If you read my columns on the website about brick veneer water leaks... You'll understand that all kinds of water can actually get in the chimney during a driving rain because the water is being pounded into the chimney, and there are pathways coming down the chimney where eventually it just kind of comes out like a spring comes out of a hillside. So that's very normal, yes. And I've got columns on the website how to seal that masonry so it stops. There's a column there called Sealing Masonry. It tells you how to fix it.
Okay.
All right, pal. Well, thanks for calling.
Thank you very much.
Okay, you're very welcome. Okay. All righty. Let's quickly try to... We got just a minute. Oh, no. Yeah, we're never going to make it. Oh, man. We didn't get through, man. Jim's going to be upset at me. Jim, hopefully Brad can get your number, man. I'm going to call you back, so don't hang up. Hopefully Brad's going to get your number, and tell me when a good time is that I can call you back, and I'll call you this morning. So that's the way to handle it. Yeah, Ryan's right, man. There's no way we're going to do it. You're right. Look at the time, man. We're almost out of time. So, okay, well, the show's over. You know, as usual, that's how fast an hour goes. If you want to hear more Ask the Builder, you know what you got to do. You got to call the station and tell them. It's that simple. Just call them up. Let's get 100, 200 calls coming in, and then they'll, by gosh, they'll respond. Simple as that. Okay, coming up next, Denny McCune. So if you've got gardening questions, this is the guy to call. And, of course, it's getting to be that time of year, man. All kinds of green stuff's going to be happening, actually, in a week. I call it the green haze from the honeysuckle. So, all right, I'll be back next week. I hope you'll be here as well. And you know what to do during the week. AskTheBuilder.com. AskTheBuilder.com to get your questions answered during the week. This is WGRR, Hamilton, Cincinnati.